Worries about deflation eased a little this week when the Labor Department reported a sharp jump in the cost of shelter. The White House says deflation is not a serious concern at the moment. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Shelter costs jumped in May by more than half a percentage point, and that sparked the biggest increase in 9 months in the nation's core price index. According to the Labor Department, the rising cost of shelter, which includes housing and lodging, helped offset a drop in other prices like gasoline. But senior economist Michael Swanson of Wells Fargo says that's not enough to completely erase the Federal Reserve's worry about prices slipping into a deflationary spiral.
The Fed's still concerned about the core trend, and it's going to take more than one or two data points to convince the Fed that the risk of deflation is done with.
While runaway inflation is bad for the economy, runaway deflation can be equally dangerous, stifling economic growth. To head off falling prices, Swanson and many other economists expect the Fed to cut already low interest rates when officials meet next week.
Why? Because the Fed has said that it's inexpensive insurance. For them it is, not for people who are looking for interest income. But the Fed has said if you're going to err in this environment, err on the side of stimulating the economy, then erring on the side of being too protective against inflation and having a depressed economy.
As a result of the new inflation numbers, though, some economists expect the Fed to act more cautiously, cutting rates by a quarter percentage point instead of a half. Even before the Fed action, there are signs of economic gains. Both industrial production and housing starts increased last month. The job market remains weak, however. Treasury Secretary John Snow warns unemployment may climb even higher until the economy starts growing fast enough to put more people back to work. Scott Horsley, NPR News.